You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Following another mild winter in Wisconsin, an environmental group says nearly every city they've studied has seen an increasing average summer temperature over the past 50 years. A WPR report says Climate Control recently released an analysis of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Since 1970, it showed an average temperature increase of over 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit in the summers. Milwaukee was among the cities the group studied, and it has seen an average summer temperature increase of nearly 3.5 degrees. And if you happen to see the governor out fixing potholes, you aren't seeing things. He's traveling the state with a shovel full of asphalt in his hands. Terry Barr explains what's behind the effort.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget. The governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
And Evers is also renewing calls for the state legislature to invest in the Child Care Counts program, following the release of results from a new study into child care costs. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families announced the results of the 2025 market rate survey last week, showing an 11% cost increase for families with kids in center-based care and a 10% increase for family-based care. Governor Evers is calling for over $480 million in child care funding in his biennial budget proposal. Video footage in the case of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been released. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The video released by Milwaukee County through an open records request shows Dugan speaking to federal agents on April 18th in the hallway outside her courtroom as they waited to arrest an undocumented immigrant. It's evidence in a federal criminal case against Dugan indicted May 13th on counts of obstructing a federal agency and concealing an undocumented immigrant. Prosecutors accused the 66-year-old judge of allowing Eduardo Flores Ruiz to leave her courtroom through another exit. ICE agents chased him down and took him into custody outside the courthouse. Dugan was arrested a week later.
And a Wisconsin politician is proposing the state reduce its number of elections. Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska explains.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for the state to get rid of spring elections. Van Orden said on Wisconsin Eye that spring elections, which are held for officially nonpartisan races, should be done each fall instead. Van Orden cited voter fatigue, financial efficiency, and never-ending political campaigns to support his idea. The state's constitution requires spring elections for nonpartisan offices, specifically mentioning judicial elections, which are to be held outside of partisan elections.
Van Orden said that Republicans don't vote as often in spring elections. And following a state tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development, Governor Tony Evers has renewed calls for support from the state legislature. Republican state lawmakers removed over 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Governor Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to stop cuts to AmeriCorps. Hundreds of road construction projects are now on the chopping block. It follows a Republican-controlled committee's decision to slash the money from the governor's proposed budget. Terry Barr tells us more on how the potholes are being used to bring attention to the cuts.
The millions of dollars in road project cuts come after what Governor Tony Evers describes as years of investment to fix failing roads and bridges across the state.
During my time in office, we've secured some of the largest investment in our state's transportation system. And as funding grows, so does the number of projects. In fact, there are more than 300 state highway and bridge improvement projects scheduled across Wisconsin during this construction season.
And the governor is using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. You may see him filling potholes near you during the next week.
And state lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would levy significant fines for the owners of abandoned boats on Wisconsin's shorelines. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
And a Republican-sponsored bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly that would change the technical definition of a riot has been removed from the Assembly Judiciary Committee's agenda. The legislation would have defined a riot as gathering of at least three people that could pose a threat of property damage or injury. Critics of the bill argue the broad language could be used to weaken the First Amendment protections, specifically peaceful assembly. The legislation now appears unlikely to move forward this session. It took 10 days, but many Cellcom customers are finally seeing a return of voice and text services following what the company is calling a cyber incident. Lisa Hale explains.
The outage started Wednesday, May 14th. On Sunday, Cellcom announced that customers were starting to see a return to service, although the restoration would not be all at once and some disruptions could still occur. Hundreds of Cellcom customers commented on that post that restoration was temporary and the disruptions continue. Cellcom provides cell phone, internet, and business communications to Northeast Wisconsin, Central Wisconsin, and parts of the Upper Peninsula.
And average gas prices in Wisconsin rose slightly over the last week, landing at an average of $3.02 today. This is about 4.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices across the state range from $2.59 to $3.49, a difference of 90 cents. Melissa Kay tells us more.
Prices didn't fall as far as anticipated for Memorial Day, but officials at Gas Buddy say it was still one of the most affordable since 2021. They expect to see a relatively stable stretch for gas prices as we head into summer. Refinery maintenance is wrapping up, but several factors could still affect prices, such as the growing uncertainty around the upcoming hurricane season.
And days after announcing her candidacy in the 2026 Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Judge Chris Taylor has received the endorsement of three current justices and Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Justices Rebecca Dallet, Jill Korowski, and Janet Protasiewicz all expressed their support for Judge Taylor. She currently serves as the Court of Appeals and will challenge incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley for the state Supreme Court seat. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelich as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nelly Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Memorial Day weekend's top two films, Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, combined at the box office to pull in about 250 million big ones and about 540 million globally, smashing records. The total box office take from all the releases over the weekend came in at 341 million domestically. Take that, COVID pandemic. The Hall smacked down the previous record from Memorial Day, which was set in 2013 with a $314 million take, powered by films like Fast and the Furious 6, Hangover 3, and Star Trek Into Darkness. Lilo and Stitch topped the Memorial Day weekend with a record-setting four-day take of $183 million. Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning came in second with $77.5 million. Rounding out the top five were Final Destination Bloodlines, Sinners, and Thunderbolts. Overall, the box office is 30% ahead of where it was at this point last year, and the studios have a $4.2 billion prediction for the summer box office alone. Good signs. On the heels of Lilo and Stitch's incredible showing at the box office, it's time for a tip of the cap to Disney CEO Bob Iger, who returned to run the studio in 2022 in the middle of the pandemic. Variety reports that prior to his arrival, the studio was putting out too many films, quantity over quality. Some of the studio hits since Iger's arrival include Inside Out 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Moana 2, and Deadpool and Wolverine. The four films were some of the biggest hits last year. On the way from the House of Mouse this summer are Avatar 3 and Zootopia 2. The Last of Us Season 2 is in the books. Last Sunday's episode pulled in 3.7 million viewers, a 30% drop from the season's premiere. Despite the 30% drop from the season premiere to the finale, the show is still outperforming Season 1 when it comes to overall numbers. HBO has already given the go-ahead for Season 3. There is no release date, but production is scheduled to start in June. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated 7 times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyoncé brought home 2 awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home 2 awards for Favorite Male Hip Hop Artist and Favorite Hip Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Mars also won Favorite Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shout out again. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunder shower this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 60s to low 70s with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, 74 by Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.